It's KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell with the North Bay Report. The aftermath of the October 2017 wildfires will be felt in Sonoma County for years to come, but in ways you might not expect. This year, the county lost nearly $6 million in property tax revenue due to the fires, and the resulting budget cuts could have lasting impacts on the health of teenage parents. KRCB's Adia White tells us why.
This is a little thank you card for you helping me throughout Angel's pregnancy. I'm thinking of you more than you know.
That's Kimberly Mahiri, the program director for Sonoma County's Teen Parent Connections Program. She's reading one of the hundreds of thank you cards she and other counselors have gotten from the teen parents they serve.
It just chokes me up every single time. Like, it just never does not choke me up.
The program currently has a caseload of 115 teens and 93 of their children. It provides free counseling and home visits, and it's aimed at reducing repeat pregnancies and increasing graduation rates. According to the county's data, it's working. During the 2016-2017 fiscal year, 72% of teens in the program were either enrolled in school or had graduated. 80% who were not already pregnant reported using contraception.
I was 14 when I found out I was pregnant.
21-year-old Ashley Vejar aged out of the program when she turned 19, but remembers how crucial it was for her.
When I found out I was having a boy, I got a call a week later telling me that they're having issues finding my son's hand.
Vejar's baby was born with what's called gastroschisis, where the intestines extend outside of the body. The survival rate is over 90%, but children are medically fragile. Ashley's 6-year-old son, Angel, receives nutrition intravenously and has had to use a colostomy bag.
I can't tell you that the Teen Parent Connections has helped me because I have felt so hopeless not being able to work, not being able to go to school. You know, my social worker would never fail to remind me that I was doing everything I could for my son and I had to take care of him and that it was never too late to go back to school.
The program also focuses on helping parents escape patterns of abuse by teaching them coping skills. About 20% are survivors of domestic violence. More than half of teens in the program lack parental support.
In order to be the best mom, I have to be the best me that I can be, you know, and that takes counseling.
But the budget for this program is on the chopping block. Due in part to the October 2017 wildfires, Sonoma County had to make cuts across nearly all departments this year, and health services took the biggest hit. This was also the first year the state did not backfill or make up for the county's property tax loss from the homes destroyed in the Tubbs Fire. The health department was already operating in the red before the fires. Here's the chair of the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, David Rabbit.
We had asked for the third year backfill. This year's backfill to the county's general fund would have totaled about $5.8 million. That's significant. That could have solved, obviously, a big chunk of that.
If the cuts take effect as planned, Teen Parent Connections will lose 5 full-time employees, keeping 2, and reduce the number of teens they serve dramatically. Program Director Kimberly Mahiri says most of her staff has been told to expect pink slips in mid-September.
We're sort of just really taking it one day at a time, literally. That's the cliche, but that's all that we are able to do.
In the meantime, County Health Officer Celeste Phillip says they're looking at other possibilities for funding these services.
Part of what we are looking at is whether or not there are other partners who could provide some of these same services. There is the possibility that even if these reductions did go forward, that we could fund the care coordination and services differently.
But for now, the future of the program is unclear. The Board of Supervisors may step in to help, but Ashley Vejar is worried.
It is a crisis if we take this away, you know. We'll be setting up a lot of people for failure.
I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This story was produced as a project for the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism's 2019 California Fellowship. To hear more of Ashley Vejar's story, visit norcalpublicmedia.org.